This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, or the ACCA, and the Institute of Management Accountants, or IMA, have both suggested that the need for a blended role of Chief Financial and Chief Technology Officer, or CFTO, could gain traction this year. This is because of the growing importance of big data and technology in business strategy. And I'm here today with Tim McCarrick. He's the Global CFO for Click, and also an expert on big data analytics and business discovery. Tim, welcome to the show. Before we go on, you know, why is the CFO in the best position to leverage on big data analytics anyways? Because, you know, when you talk about big data, you always think about the CTO and not the CFO.
Well, I think the CFOs always benefit the business by being very close to customers and being very knowledgeable about everything that's happening inside the business. That's what gives them the credibility to be a trusted advisor and be a strong business partner to all of the groups within the company. And if you think about some of the goals of a CFO, which can include financial transparency, business analysis, and even risk and compliance, that's where you need to be with the facts. And having a focus on analytics and having a data analytics strategy and the appropriate tools and technology to support better insights into technology will allow CFOs and, frankly, management teams to get much closer to the business and give them a better insights.
Do companies already understand or realize that the CFO has the ability or is in the best position for big data analytics?
Well, I think progressive companies and progressive organizations recognize that CFOs are business people first. They need to be business people first and finance people second. So progressive modern organizations look to CFOs to do a wide variety of things, and data analytics and having comfort level with technology, and also recognizing that with technology comes important considerations around people and process to make the technology work and be a value added to the company. CFOs, I think, are uniquely qualified to participate in those discussions and even lead them. CFOs are analytical, they're good communicators, they understand the business and hopefully have a deep desire to be close to the customer, and all of those things help the CFO be a versatile player in an organization.
Okay, so now that we understand that the CFO has the ability or is in the right position to, you know, to leverage on big data, so how can they then, you know, embrace big data analytics and transform it into, you know, value for the business?
Well, we think about big data as really any set of data that's sort of too big to handle in simple and traditional ways. So recognizing first that there's really a gold mine that's embedded in your company's global data warehouse or whatever storage and database sources that you have, getting access to them, pulling them together in a way that you can look at all of the data across the organization and begin to analyze it in a very natural way, seeking to discover new things about the company or support even traditional analysis or closing the books or even better controls are key areas where I think a CFO can bring value to the organization by focusing on big data and analytics.
You know, earlier in the introduction, I mentioned about a CFTO, which stands for, you know, a Chief Financial and Technology Officer. So what is a CFTO?
Well, I think, again, in many organizations, CFOs already have responsibility for the IT or information systems part of the organization. We are, in fact, set up in that structure within Click. So I have a CIO who works within my organization, and the CFO is positioned on the executive team to be a voice for staying at the forefront of technology. But as I mentioned, technology has to be combined with organizational readiness and even change management on the part of people. And you want to make sure that the processes that you operate within the company are aligned to the technology and can help support adoption of that technology. That's how you get the best return on investment.
How would data analytics help a CFO in planning, and planning and strategy and fraud detection and risk management and all this stuff?
Well, I think again, it's about getting close to the business and utilizing analytics to get closer to the facts, to utilize historical trends, and even begin to use analytics to do predictive analytics can help in planning and budgeting and forecasting, supporting long-range strategy development. And from a fraud and risk management perspective, it's all about identifying and being able to analyze the outliers of the data. And seeing those through analytical tools like ClickView is easy to do, and it allows the user to focus on the unusual bits of the data or to spot trends in key areas where fraud could be prevalent and allow you to analyze it much quicker.
So in short, it's just trying to understand what the data is trying to tell you.
Well, it's getting closer to the business through the data, and the data very much speaks about the business, and using ClickView's in-memory associative search engine to develop relationships between data variables is very important in that analytical experience. And we actually like to help CFOs and other users find answers to questions that maybe they didn't even know they had.
I'm speaking to Tim McCarrick. He's the global CFO for Click and also an expert on big data analytics and business discovery. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about what are the skills a current CFO should need in order to evolve into a chief financial technology officer. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Tim McCarrick. He's the global CFO for Click and also an expert on big data analytics and business discovery. And we are talking about the importance or the need for a chief financial technology officer. Tim, what sort of skills should current CFOs need to evolve into a chief financial technology officer?
Well, I think first and foremost, the CFO needs to be comfortable with technology. They need to recognize that it's an integral part of the business and, frankly, the future. And as you know, technology is really encroaching on everything that we do. Today, a lot of companies are meeting their quarterly earnings targets by just focusing on cost reductions. However, I think through better analytics, you can actually unlock sources of incremental value that can be generated, better understanding of your customer base, better analysis about even pricing discounts and whether or not those discounts need to be made in all cases. Improve your understanding of competition and where you win and why and when you lose. So lots of insights that go beyond traditional focus on cost. And so being comfortable with that technology and connecting it to business process and to change management is critically important. I think the CFO also has to be very connected to the business. If the CFO is going to make technology recommendations, having credibility and a strong knowledge of the business, bringing those two things together is I think also very critical.
How do you define big data, and how different is big data analytics from the analytics today?
Well, big data is any data set or data size that is really too big to handle through traditional means. So big data is when you need help and assistance, most importantly through technology, to get better insights into how your business is running and to discover more about how to succeed in the future. Big data is really about getting closer to the business. It's not necessarily a volume issue. It's about providing context and relevance to the data so that you can gain those insights.
Now, we understand how big data analytics can help the CFOs. But how should the CIO support this role?
Well, I think CIOs need to understand that the business user is and should be the focal point of all the technology. How can the CIO, working with the CFO or even the CFTO, work with the broad executive team to ensure that business users are productive, have access to the data in a timely manner, have the appropriate tools to analyze and discover trends within that data, working together, all embracing the business user, is the best way to leverage investments in big data and analytical platforms.
Are there any examples of this CFTO role in organizations today?
Well, I think so. And as I mentioned, at Qlik, we have combined the IT or information systems organization within the broad finance organization. So we work very closely as a finance team and an IT team, working together with project managers that we've staffed within the information technology organization, as well as business analysts, to bring value to the business. So I think in many organizations, there's already strong and close connections.
And when did this transition begin for Qlik?
Well, we've been organized this way for many years. Again, I think recognizing as the company has grown significantly over the past several years, bringing those two functions together just made sense for a fast-growing, high-tech software company.
And right now you're trying to build awareness on the importance of this, or...?
Well, the organization is pretty clear on the awareness. The trick is how you drive better and better adoption and a stronger execution, utilizing the tools and driving for better business outcomes. Mm.
What should CFOs or CIOs look for in big data analytics solutions to ensure that, it's the right fit for their organization?
I think the most important consideration when you're evaluating big data analytics or business discovery tools is to focus on the user experience. Of course, there has to be a base level of enterprise controls and data governance and enterprise-wide security considerations that are important to the IT department. But in the end, it's really the business user that has to be enabled. So focusing on that user experience and letting that experience guide the technology decision around business analytics is the most appropriate way to go.
Mm. Tim, before we end the show, could you share your advice for CFOs or any other C-level executives on how they should go about crafting a big data analytics strategy?
Well, first, I think you need to build a broad awareness within the organization about the importance of a data analytics strategy and evaluate technology tools that can assist the organization in driving to better insights, and then focus on the user experience. It really is most appropriate to make sure that that business user is going to be enabled and that they're comfortable and can adopt the technology. Then it will be used more, and the more it's used, the more viral it will go within the organization and the more insights the company will get.
I've been speaking to Tim McCarrick. He's the global CFO for Qlik and also an expert on big data analytics and business discovery, talking about the need for a chief financial technology officer with the growing importance of big data in today's business. Tim, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.